our students should expect no less. What happens when you give somebody a chance?
You can change the world.
Access Illinois will allow us to help thousands of additional students have the chance they so richly deserve. It will take more years of sustained effort to fully close our financial aid gap, but now is the time to begin helping the neediest of our students. As we near the completion of what is expected to be a very successful 8-year capital campaign, I've asked the University of Illinois, and I didn't have to ask very hard, I've asked the University of Illinois Foundation to help lead this very important Access Illinois initiative. It will follow the same basic tenets of the Brilliant Futures campaign, that is to say, it will be a university-wide effort that is focused on the needs of each campus and its students. Our chancellors and our deans are fully committed to this important initiative, and our development officers throughout the university will reach out to our friends and alums to ask for their continuing support. I hope that our many loyal graduates and supporters take time to reflect on their own experiences, as I have. I'm a first-generation college graduate myself and have seen firsthand the vast horizons that a college education can open. Tuition was, of course, much, much lower when I went to college back in the day, and I also had the advantage of what I call a family scholarship, which is to say I was able to live at home and eat at my parents' table, but I otherwise worked part-time for the money it took to cover my tuition costs. At today's prices, though, the opportunities that gave me the life of my dreams may vanish without more financial aid in the system. So along with my wife, Virginia, I pledged a gift of $100,000 to kick off this crucial initiative. Our gift will endow a scholarship that will give future students the same life-changing opportunities and pay forward the countless blessings that an education has given to me and to Virginia. I'm hopeful that this initiative will attract much more in the way of these endowments, as well as gifts that can be used right now, current use fund gifts to help our most deserving and neediest of students. No matter how big or small, every gift is an investment that will pay rich dividends for our students and help the university fulfill its commitment to access for all qualified students. My thanks to the Board of Trustees for supporting this initiative and, of course, to the Foundation Board for rolling up its sleeves and, I'm sure, making this initiative a great success. I want to also extend in advance my thanks to the many alumni and friends who I know will be generous in their support of this new initiative. I'm also delighted to announce, kind of as a sidebar, that the university itself is going to invest an additional $3 million in a special program called the President's Award Program. This is the first increase in funding for this program since the scholarship itself was established almost 25 years ago. And it's a program that's aimed in particular at recruiting and helping cover the cost of education to high ability underrepresented students at the university and all of our campuses. The investment will boost our total commitment of this program to $7.5 million annually and is another critical step to help economically disadvantaged students who might otherwise be priced out of the dreams of studying at the University of Illinois. Now it's my pleasure to introduce my friend and colleague, Rick Hill, who's chairman of the Board of Directors of the University of Illinois Foundation and a 1974 graduate of the University of Illinois at Chicago. Rick is chairman and CEO of Novellus Systems Incorporated and will share his unique perspective on the power of a University of Illinois degree. Rick?
Thank you very much, Mike. And again, thank you very much for allowing me to be here today. I grew up not very far from here on the south side of Chicago, the true south side of Chicago. And without an education, life could have been pretty bleak. I attended the University of Illinois in Chicago and received a degree in bioengineering. My life's dream was to be a doctor. Now, how I got into where I am today is still unknown even to me. But my dream wasn't realized as I didn't get into this very university right here in medical school and ended up in this sort of budding field of semiconductor technology, which over the last 37 years has basically improved the quality of life and changed life for billions of people around the world. And what enabled me to participate in such a great industry was actually a university here in Illinois that taught me how to learn and how to adapt. And I think that's what we owe society, is the ability to give them an opportunity to participate. We don't owe them an education, but we do owe them access. Now, scholarships alone won't allow us to have everybody have access. It's clearly a team effort. And my colleagues on the foundation are some of the most philanthropic and altruistic people that I've ever had the opportunity to meet. They work tirelessly on behalf of the university that they love, all having similar stories to mine, where their ability to have access to a college education changed their life forever. In addition to that, we also have to work on a changing environment. Back when I grew up, opportunities were boundless. We're the baby boom generation. All the producing power in the world had been destroyed during World War II, and we were living in a day where there wasn't global competition and there wasn't free trade. As Bob Easter so well knows, as I run into him in China as much as I do at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, we live in a global world today. And our success in the United States, and here in Illinois in particular, is really dependent upon universities like the University of Illinois to be a seed for business development, to allow opportunities like I received nearly 40 years ago. My wife and I have dedicated to date about $135,000 for a scholarship at the University of Illinois in Chicago in order to attract the most, the brightest, the best and brightest out of the United States to come to the University of Illinois in Chicago, because it's those people that will build the future for all of us. And I think that this $100 million scholarship fund is just a start. And it's what the foundation can do to do their part in helping you try to maintain the reputation of this great university. We have a brand name with the University of Illinois. We can't allow that brand name to go downhill. I can tell you that nearly 20 years ago, when I took over Novella Systems, which is located in California, a majority of the recruits that we had into the engineering department came from the University of Illinois. Unfortunately, that's dwindled. It's no longer the case. Today, we recruit globally. We recruit as many people from Asia as we do from the United States. And this is because the fact is we're competing globally and we have to use the best and the brightest no matter where they are in the world. But the one commitment I have is I like to do my part to be able to help Illinois, which helped me, have the best and the brightest here in this state. And I know all of you worked hard to see only a 1% decrease in the appropriation for the University of Illinois this year. I know the state has difficulties. And that's going to put a bigger onus on the university itself to continue to improve its competitiveness globally by offering an education that's efficient and as good as it was when I attended here almost 40 years ago. And we believe that the name brand today still has the ability to attract and retain the best professors in the world, which is the start for a good university, but also attracting the best and the brightest students from the state of Illinois as well as anywhere else in the world. And if we do that, hopefully those individuals go out, start businesses, create economic opportunity and prosperity both here in the United States and throughout the world. And we appreciate the opportunity to help. We look forward to the successful growth of the university, and hopefully better economic times for the state of Illinois and all of its citizens. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Say, Mike, you know, this is one of the most significant events in the university's history, this commitment to access and the leadership from the foundation, and I thought we ought to try to memorialize that and celebrate it, maybe take a photograph with our board and with their board. And there's an awful lot of press interest in this, and you know, anything we can do to boost that, you all over there, give us some more press on this. So can we go and take a picture?
We certainly can.
And Michelle, where should we do that?
Right down the hall from 206.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good.
That was great.
Great.
Could just do a hit run. Everybody, thank you for putting up with the interruption there, but it was terrific for us to be able to meet with the foundation like that. We're going to resume the board meeting, and we do so on a little bit of a sad note, where we acknowledge that one of the great stars on our Urbana campus, a Nobel laureate, Dr. Roslyn Yalow, passed away recently, and I think she greatly contributed to the reputation of the university, and an acknowledgement of that fact, I think we should perhaps take a moment of silence to recognize our loss.